Good morning.
Good morning.
I won't be here long, I don't think, depending on what the Lord gives me. Isn't it wonderful, like a blessing, to be out in the house of the Lord with all this other mess that we're hearing going on televisions, radio programs, but gosh, it's so good to be.
Yes.
Knowing about the Lord and the blessings He has blessed us with, be able to believe His Word and follow His Word, and find brothers and sisters that are willing to take time from their daily lives to come out and worship with you and with us, that's a great blessing. Glad to see each and every one. Have your Bible, you might want to go to St. John chapter 6, one of my favorite areas of the Scriptures. There's so much meat in this area of the Bible. I don't think you ever preach it all, Brother Vaughn. And
no.
Verse 44 is probably one of my near favorites. I kind of hate to say it's a favorite, but there's a lot. There's so much of them. I use a meat right there, tenderloin right there. It's just so sweet.
Yeah.
But it just saddens me that folks will not heed the word. They want to try to change things up. There's 25 words right there, and I think it's 27 syllables in that little paragraph, little piece of a scripture right there. But gosh, it teaches greatly. Total depravity is in there.
Mm-hmm.
Election is in there.
Mm-hmm.
Effectual calling is in those few words.
Yep.
Sovereign grace is taught in there. And the resurrection. And there's some other things that are taught in there too, but I don't have them broke down and memorized. But, excuse me. No man can come to me. Wow. That's a lot, Brother Vaughn.
Yes. Hard truth.
No man can come to me. That's total deprived. You're pretty stout, pretty smart in your mind, understand a little bit about God. But you can't come before Almighty God unless God draws you.
That's it.
Your natural mind cares nothing for God. Scripture plainly teaches that. And folks try to tell me, they can make up their own mind to go to the Lord, basically. And I'm going like, not quite. I realize once you've been born again, you have a desire. You got to first have life before.
Right.
We love Him because He first loved us. He born us again from above by God's will and not my will. That's part of what I was looking at too this morning, was the will of God is so powerful, so beautiful. Even Christ came down not to do His own will, but the will of the Father.
Right.
He was obedient all the way to death, Brother Vaughn. I got to think about that this week. I'm like, we didn't kill Him. You know, they thought they killed Him. Some of them think they killed Him. They didn't kill Him. When He cried out, it is finished. He didn't just say, cry out. You're going to hardly hear. I'm talking about it was loud. Every person in that audience could hear it. No doubt. He had plenty of strength in Him. He was so strong, that's the reason they beat Him so bad. They couldn't kill Him. He gave His life on the cross. For what? For all those that the Father gave Him. And those will come to Him when His time is right. Rightly dividing the word of truth and putting it in its proper place helps you understand the power and the glorious and the love God has for His children, for you and me. We don't deserve it. Gosh, don't ever think, oh, I'm family of so-and-so, or you don't deserve it.
Right.
But praise be unto God, He blessed you with it. Give God the praise, honor, and glory for what He has done, sending His Son and manifesting it to you. He didn't owe you telling you this. But He loved you enough to let you know about it.
Right.
Gosh, that just makes, to me, just thrills me to know that God, the God of the universe that created it all, would let little old me know something about Him. I don't deserve it. But praise be unto God. But no man can come to me. No man can come to who? Christ Jesus, the Son of God, the one that God sent down here to take care of a particular problem that we had. Only He could fix it.
Right.
And we won't come to Him by our own nature. You have if a person has a nature to go to Christ and love Christ, he's already a child of God.
Right.
The problem that so many of us seem to have is our head and heart getting it all figured it out. We have a head religion, but it's actually a heart religion.
Right.
It's a heart religion. No man can come to me except the Father which has sent me draw him. That's election and effectual calling.
Right.
No man can come to me except. Who did the accepting? Did you accept? Did you? God the Father made a choice of the people before the foundation of the world. We find that in Ephesians 1:4. Talks about predestination. He predestinated the people. He gave them to Christ Jesus before man ever entered this world.
Right.
He was going to get. That was part of God's glorious picture. It's a mystery for us to try to be blessed to figure it out and to put pieces of it together. We enjoy studying it. And I know it gets hard sometimes. And you think, gosh, I'll never get all of it. You won't get all of it. Because God is so vast, so massive, we don't get it all. But what little bit we get, it's so sweet. It's so precious. If you've heard me say it before, it's sort of like a thimble full of the ocean. We just get just a little of it. But what little bit we get, it's more than this old mind can handle. It's more than these eyes can't hold back the tears when you've been blessed to see it. And you get to crying, Abba Father, thank you God for calling little old me, for manifesting me. Let me know something about your Son Jesus Christ. God in heaven has a Son and His name is Jesus. And He is taking care of us through His Son Jesus. Except the Father which has sent me, draw him. Draw who? Draw the man. Draw the man to Christ Jesus. Draw the man because you realize that you're a sinner and you can't come before God because you're a messed up sinner.
Mm-hmm.
Rightly divine. That's getting that heart and head straightened out. I'm a sinner and I can't come before Almighty God unless God does something for me and draws me to Christ Jesus. I can't do it on my own, Brother Vaughn. There has to be a mediator between me and Almighty God. There has to be something fixed before I can come before God, and that's Christ Jesus.
Right.
Gosh, that's us. And I thank God for it. Thank Him for it. Has sent, draw me in. Draw Him. And I will raise Him up. Wait a minute now. That's sovereign grace.
Mm-hmm.
Only He can raise us up, Brother Vaughn. Why? Because He is the Son of God.
Right.
The first fruit. He is the first fruit. The rest of us are going to come up behind Christ Jesus. Christ was there, was raised from the dead first. And we are in Christ Jesus. And we're all going to be raised up through the work of Christ Jesus. Our bodies will be coming out of the grave. And the Spirit that's already passed on and gone to God and be coming back, be reunited. And then be back up, go back up to heaven again.
Mm-hmm.
Be with God forevermore. These are precious things. I know you get kind of tied up in this whole world listening to all the problems everybody has, and they're bombarding us constantly in our news. It's a farce, but I like to every now and then come back to the very basics right here and read it and study it and go over it again for my little old mind, because I've let the world thinking that, oh, I've got so many issues. I've got financial issues. I've got work issues. I have family issues. I have just all kind of problems. Well, y'all do too.
Mm-hmm.
As long as we're in this old mortal house, old house of clay, we're going to have problems. It's going to get sick because of sin. We're going to have financial issues because we don't manage our monies properly. We're supposed to. We try to be a good steward. But praise be unto God, He has something better for us, and we are to look forward to it, and we are to give God the praise for it, honor His name, and come out together when two or more gather together in my name, Brother Vaughn. Something else I've learned. You've got to come out in my name in the spirit of truth of righteousness.
Mm-hmm.
He won't just show up because two of you decide to just show up over here and you're going to preach something that's just ungodly. You're going to talk about something that doesn't coincide with the Scripture teaching. God is not pleased that He will not be there. But when we come together to honor God in the fullness of His grace and His sovereignty and His mercy and giving Him the praise and putting man down and man aside, laid aside, God is pleased because we're teaching our refreshing our memories, and we're teaching our young folks and teaching one another how glorious God truly is. And he gives it to a little old man to know these things. Wow. Wow. Sovereign grace. He is the only one, Brother Vaughn. There's nobody else. There's nobody else. And you get so wound up in the world, I do. Sometimes you... And turn that TV... I call it the one-eyed monster. Turn that TV off every now and then. Just let it rest. Get your Bible out. Go read this right here. This area again right here. That sixth chapter of St. John. The whole thing about him being the bread of life. The bread of life. What do you do with bread? You eat it. What for? To strengthen you. To fill you. To give you... to sustain you while you're traveling this whole world. Who is that? That's Christ Jesus. Learn more about him. Give him the praise, honor, and glory. Put man aside. Forget about all that television mess and about, I know they got problems. Right? And we need to be praying for those brothers and sisters, because we got God-fearing children in there amongst all that mess too that are drowning in. We've been blessed to live out in this area and have a God-fearing community. Mm-hmm. Don't take it for granted. Many folks are trying to turn us away from it. Won't take time.
That's true.
But we've been blessed here. We need to be praying for our brothers and sisters that are choked up in that worldly mess. They're going to be delivered also. All those that the Father gave him, and not one shall be lost. Let's jump over to 39. And this is the Father's will which has sent me, that of all which he has given me, I should lose nothing. Christ Jesus is not going to lose not nary one soul that God gave him before the foundation of the world. They will be housed in heaven and mountain of glory because of the finished work of Christ Jesus on the cross, paying the sin debt. Not a one shall be lost eternally.
Right.
Now we get lost and confused in this old world and get believing other things that's not true because of the weakness of our flesh.
Yep.
But he's going to raise it up again at the last day. That's what it says over here in 44 also. I will raise him up at the last day. That's resurrection. Mm-hmm. What day? The last day. He's going to... All this mess that we're fighting, dealing with, it's going to be burned up and gone.
Right.
Don't put such a... Please. And I have to remind myself. I'm reminding you. I remind me a lot more than I do y'all. Don't get to holding on to things of this old world. It's going to be burned up and gone, Brother Vaughn.
Right.
This is just here today that I may have stewardship of to take care of this clay house. Clothing, automobile, a drink of water, food. That just takes care of this clay house.
Right.
The eternal one that's going to be immortal doesn't have to have... will not need all these things because why? We have Christ Jesus to take care of it all. We'll get to heaven in immortal glory and that resurrection morning. He's going to bring them all that the Father gave him. And not a one shall be lost. Gosh, that's some good stuff. I love it. I need it. With all this other stuff in the world, it just gets me cast aside and America's got issues. It's not the first time she's had issues, nor any other country. We all have issues. But praise be unto God, there's something coming that's better. We want to hear about it. We want to, once again, fresh our memory for just a little while, Brother Vaughn, have a drink of water from a far country to help sustain us to go a little bit further. The drink of the gospel truth that Jesus Christ is the Son of God and we are to believe it. That was another spot. Verse 29, let's jump over to it. Same chapter. Jesus answered and said unto them, this is the work of God, that ye believe on him who he has sent.
Right.
Wow. Let the TV go. Let the newspaper go. I realize you got to use your head. Matter of fact, to give you some brains to kind of stay away from some of this stuff. Exercise it. It won't hurt. That's such as, I don't need that. Recognize it, that it's sinful, or it's drawing me away from being at peace with whom? With God.
Right.
With my brothers and sisters. Let it go. Believe on him who he has sent.
Right.
And if he sent him, then our sins are covered.
Right.
Quit worrying about it. Praise God. Use that little voice you got. Use that little bit of heart love that you can share to your brothers and sisters that they may have comfort. But that's the reason we, as children of God, we are to study the Word, to pray for one another.
Right.
Exercising what God has blessed us with. I hope these few words, like I said, it's not but 25 words right there. But wow! What? And I know this is just one little section of the Scripture. There's many of them that has so much meat in them, I can't even begin to preach them. I'm not giving me to preach them.
Right.
But I know they're there. But that little one right there, oh, math. 27 syllables right there. Let's see, 27 divided by 3 is what, 9? That's justice. 9 divided by 3 again gets down to 3, but cannot be divided. God, the Father, and the Son.
Right.
God, the Son, and the Holy Spirit, the 3. That's good stuff right there. That's just playing with the math with it.
Mm-hmm.
You can do little things like that, kind of study. But listen, brothers and sisters, don't let the world bog you down, get you stuck in the mud. You're trying to serve God. You're trying to lift up God's name in your life and those that are around you, that they may see you and say, gosh, that's the person I want to be around, because they serve God. They want to do what's right. You know, that's our job, is to try to do what's right. I know in the clay house here, I fall short. I have lust and desires and such things. I have to constantly crucify the man, crucify him on a regular basis, on an hourly basis, to get him aside that I may see God better.
Yes.
Work on it. But give God the praise, honor, and glory. I hope I said something to get you off the old world. Looking at Almighty Heavenly Father God, and look what He's done for us. And this is just a little thimble of how good He's going to be to us. He is to us all the time. God bless you. I love y'all.